This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Millions of people in the United States are dealing with the effects of frigid, stormy weather, including many in the southern state of Texas who have spent days without electricity and have had water supplies disrupted. The governor of Texas and the head of the cooperative that is responsible for most of the state's electricity said there's been progress in boosting available power and that they hope that soon people would only have to deal with rolling blackouts before service is fully restored. Authorities ordered about 7 million people in Texas, which is one quarter of the state's population, to boil tap water before drinking it due to damage to the water system. Meantime, the National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for a swath of the country ranging from Texas to the East Coast state of Maryland. The National Weather Service said the storm would bring ice, sleet, and heavy snow to parts of Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. More than 20 storm-related deaths have been reported in the United States since the cold weather arrived last week, most of them in traffic accidents. And residents of Jerusalem in Israel woke up on Thursday morning to find the city blanketed with snow. Some children even built a snowman near the walls of Jerusalem's old city, complete with a COVID-19 face mask. Snowfall covered areas in the region it has not reached in years, disrupting traffic and postponing vaccination campaigns against COVID-19, and even exams at some universities. Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, continued to spew lava, ashes, and volcanic stones on Thursday. The eruption, which featured spectacular displays of gushing lava, forced the temporary closure of Sicily's main airport.